They were the British. You are free. They were wonderful. They gave us all the food that we could get, which was a mistake because our stomach was all shrunk. And we ate anything we could get our hands on. Many people died after that. I too had already water pleurisy in both lungs, Fleck typhoid, that was but your entire body is covered with black spots, very high fever and dysentery. I was still talking, I was still able to talk, and the Captain Paul said, you speak English, could you hold out another day? There are people dying, we want to know just their name before they're gone. After 6 weeks, when I was better off, I woke up in a room, and guess my niece was alive there. So that was the most wonderful thing. Now we are free. What do we do with our life? We know we have no parents. No, we don't know whether any of our siblings are alive. So what do you do? My niece chose to go back home to Czechoslovakia, hoping she'll find her brother. Unfortunately, he was killed 2 days before liberation by stealing potatoes. I did not want to go home at all. I went, there was Count Folke Bernadotte. He invited many thousands of people to go to Sweden to recuperate or go to school or learn a profession or just wait until you go wherever you want to go. I chose to go to Sweden. We were there in a quarantine. And we realized there is still humanity in the world. We could not believe that people can be friendly and people can smile. So we were in Helsingborg. Then we went to, after I was cured, it took a long time to get the water out of my lungs and all. And then I went to school. I learned my profession. I learned another language. I'm a technical writer and designer. After many, till 1948, I was in Sweden, late 48. I got my papers. I had to wait for my Czech quota and came to the United States. I found my brother, of course, my grandmother, my uncle. My grandmother looked at me, oh, and she says, Rose, you are here. I said, Grandma, and they said, quiet. She thought it was my mom. And so they told me not to say anything. She was about 80. For heaven's sakes, that was old to me. I'm 90 now, so but that time I thought 80, my God, that's ancient. Anyway, so I stayed with my brother, who had three children, and the two of them, and I in one-bedroom apartment. But that was paradise after what we went through. I could not get a job as a designer right away, but I got a job as a sales lady for a while. But then subsequently, I got a job. I met my husband, who was from Vienna. He came in 1939 with his parents, and he went to school here. He was a scientist from profession, and we got married. It was a wonderful, wonderful marriage, and nobody appreciates this country of ours as we do. We love this country and appreciate it because we know what freedom is. We had two children, Howard and Stephen, and they both went to, my older son graduated from Columbia and had a doctorate in Princeton. And my youngest son graduated from Manhattan College, and got a very good, he's in business for himself, very successful. My older son is a chemical engineer, married, has one daughter, Marissa, and my younger son, Steve, is married. His wife is Debbie, and they have a daughter, Juliet. And my older son's wife is Robin. I cannot forget that. And unfortunately, I lost my husband in 16 years ago. And my company, I worked for Bernard Ullman, and then I worked for Coates and Clark, and they relocated me to Stanford. And what I use my experience in my life is to talk to children. I have been doing it. I did it already in Sweden. I spoke to school children there. I spoke to churches, and I told about my experience. But when I came to this country, people did not want to hear. They didn't want to hear. It breaks my heart. But until later on, when they started, I have been speaking for the last 18 years. Some years, 22, 24 schools, and I give all my because they are our future. We must prevent what happened before. If it is not being taught, how else would they know? And it is. Unfortunately, history tends to be forgotten. So this is why it is so important. Now, this past, in 2014, I was in Berlin. And we went there for a convention. I was invited to come back to Gelsenkirchen and to Essen. And I was invited to speak in high schools and university and in middle schools and talk to the German children and tell them. And the reaction from the German children, students, are just like ours. Their question was, why did you let them get away with it? Why didn't you fight it? Why didn't you run away? It is then I explained to them that it was no way. There was no way to explain, no, to run away. However, they are very sensitive to it. And if you ask them, what does your grandparents say? They say that is taboo. It's not being mentioned the past. The parents, yes, but not the grandparents.